Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Gutierrez, Harry Lyles Jr., Tim Kalishaw. This Super Bowl is like this panel's Super Bowl. How the game will be won. And bonus if you guys give stats in Roman numerals. I told you guys yesterday, I'm hooked up to an IV on that stuff. XL dosage. When it hits, I'm like MMMIII, like movie credits. Yes, let's go around the horn. And if we have time, I'm going to work in my favorite coaching hire from the NFL offseason, L.V. Smith. Love Roman numerals.
Oh, wow.
Yesterday's panel was 3 of 4, taking Joe Burrow over Matthew Stafford. And even the Stafford pick was based on Cincinnati's offensive line. So nearly unanimous. So that's my first question to you. Which quarterback and offense going up against the opposing defense would you rather have Sunday around the horn? To Tim Kalishaw.
I think we know that Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, as a second-year guy and a rookie, are the future of this league. But this is about this Sunday. Stafford and Kupp have shown this year they're certainly their equal. Kupp blew everyone away in the regular season. But the main reason I like the Rams' offense, their offensive line is more equipped to do what they need to do than the Bengals' offensive line is. And on top of that, Sean McVay, having been to a Super Bowl and scoring 3 points there, he still remembers that. He wants to do better. He will do better. Give me the Rams offense.
Harry Lyles Jr.
Tony, as much as I am infatuated with everything Cincinnati's got going on, whether it's the style, the big plays, all that kind of stuff like that, we all know, as Tim said, the offense starts at the offensive line. And when we're talking about weapons, that is one of the reasons why a Cooper Kupp has been able to be not just one of the best, but one of the most efficient wide receivers in the NFL this season. Odell Beckham, I think, would still be a number one wide receiver on many teams in the NFL. And when Matthew Stafford is on his game, he truly is a good quarterback. So for me, because of that offensive line, it allows him to have a little bit more of continuity and consistency. I would go
with that. Is that a little bit of disrespect from Lyles there? When he's on his game, he truly is good. But, all right, so the question, Israel Gutierrez, I turn to you, is which quarterback would you rather have Sunday? And then you can expand it to the whole offense.
Well, I'd rather have Matt Stafford for this reason, because the Rams are the better offense. They're the better offense because they have the more innovative play caller. They're the better offense because they have the better offensive line, the best pass block win rate in the league. And they're the better offense because they have the slightly better, deeper receiving core. And you put that together, and it basically means the assignment is easier for Matthew Stafford. And so, yes, he can still make a mistake here and there because, you know, he's Matthew Stafford, and we've seen it before. But, yes, if you just go the way the matchups are played, he is in better position to succeed. Joe Burrow, if the Bengals do end up having the better offense, it's probably because Joe Burrow escaped a couple of tough situations under rush, made a big play on the run, or Ja'Marr Chase maybe broke a couple tackles. But you can't really anticipate that with that Cincinnati Bengal offensive line. So I got to say the Rams offense.
Israel, I think you gave Monica a headache with your answer there. All right, Monica, what are you reacting to?
Because Joe Burrow escaped with his legs, because that's exactly what he does. I hear you on Stafford and the offense, but I would prefer Joe Burrow in this one. You might call him Big Game Burrow. That championship that he won at LSU matters. He has the makeup to perform well in big games. And while all the things you mentioned, Izzy, about Stafford were correct, that one little tiny mistake that he's prone to, it tends to happen late in games and be a big thing in terms of altering the outcome of a game. I'm taking
Burrow.
All
right, next question. You people always mention an X factor. To me, I don't know what that means. I just know that it's a 10 factor. Roman numerals are my life. But Israel, what player or part of the game would swing this Super Bowl?
So I guess if you want Roman numerals, this would be the Cincinnati defensive line. So that would be the Cincinnati 550, the DL. Did I get that right?
That's
what I'm going to go with. So the section of the game that can flip it on its head from what I anticipate happening is Sam Hubbard, Trey Hendrickson, that defensive line, those defensive ends, because If they get pressure on Stafford, obviously with regular rush or heavy rush, that's going to create situations where Stafford, as Monica said, can put himself in trouble. But they can also, if they decide to just rush three and drop back eight the way they did late against the Chiefs, that's going to give Matt Stafford a lot to look at. And if they can still get pressure from the edges, could create some disastrous situations. So that would be the X factor for me. 550.
Everything you said in your first answer made me think you were picking L.A. Everything you said in your second answer made me think you were picking Cincinnati. Harry Lyles Jr.
X factors.
What's going to swing this game?
Yeah, for me, look, I know there's a lot of discussion about that Rams defensive line, right? And Aaron Donald, who I think arguably has been the best player in the NFL for the last 5 years, just based on the production that he does, the pressure that he provides in this heavy passing league. However, for me, the X factor then becomes Joe Burrow and his composure specifically, because while there are, you know, one side to this where you have, all right, the pressure that the defensive line is getting on Joe Burrow, there's also how do you react to that? And that's not just can you get the ball out. That's are you getting rattled? Are you carrying that over to the next possession? So for me, if Joe Burrow is able to stay composed, we know that Bengals offensive line has its issues, but he might be able to help them in that regard.
Jim Kalishaw.
Tyler Boyd has been and can be a 1,000-yard receiver, and he's the number three weapon for the Cincinnati Bengals. I think T. Higgins and Chase, we know how good they are. We know how good Jalen Ramsey is. There's going to be the Rams are going to be able to negate some of it, but I think the Bengals might have a better third option, especially with Robert Woods having been lost for the Rams a few weeks back. The depth of the Bengals receiving core could be what they need.
Monica McNutt.
Oh, man, I'm trying to follow up Izzy. I think Q is also D, so I'm going QB. So, like, I don't know what B stands for, but 500 in the Roman numeral game.
All right. That's an L.
Well, my overall X factor, though, I think is going to be the performance of Matt Stafford. And I guess that's in conjunction with the Bengals defense. When you look at their EPA over the course of the season, it jumps significantly, their defensive EPA, it jumps significantly in second half of ball games. So they've been able to adjust to make defense or offenses, uncomfortable. I really think it comes down to Stafford's decision making ultimately in this one.
Is there anything else I need to know before we look at your picks? Any advantage you guys see anywhere? I think Kalishaw was bringing up McVay and the redemption of Sean McVay in his second Super Bowl. It's Aaron Donald's second Super Bowl. Von Miller, of course, has some great Super Bowl experience and a win. And for the second year in a row, I mean, there's a home field situation you might consider here for Los Angeles. Or maybe halftime. Maybe the California halftime with Snoop. Mary J. Blige, Eminem, Kendrick Lamar, Dr. Dre, there's an advantage there. Harry, is there any advantage to be have here?
I don't really think so. I don't think the home field advantage is an advantage. I do think that one thing that will be is Sean McVay's experience with handling that halftime. I think that having that distinction is going to help the Rams at half.
Israel Gutierrez?
If it's anything, it's Sean McVay. It's the revenge factor. It's, you know, obviously only scoring 3 points in the last Super Bowl, and any sort of players on that Rams team that are doing this again, yeah, I think that's
Monica?
A slight advantage to them.
No home field advantages. I think, according to Vivid Seats, they're actually expecting 56% fans representing the Bengals.
And Tim Kalishaw.
Aaron Donald and the Rams' offensive tackles are really all that's left of starters, you know, for the Rams from the last Super Bowl in this game, but those are significant players, and I do think they give LA a little better chance.
Hold on to your picks for a second, because I think you guys might flip. I'll ask for your picks and your MVP in a minute. But last night, NFL Award, Ja'Marr Chase, Offensive Rookie of the Year. Nice weekend for him. Micah Parsons, Defensive Rookie of the Year. No surprise there. TJ Watt, Defensive Player of the Year. And MVP Aaron Rodgers, after he was asked how the season affects his future.
You know, there was a lot of things that were done to make me feel really special and important to the present, the past, and the future of the franchise. And I got to say that, you know, Russ and Brian especially had a big hand in that, and it didn't go unnoticed.
Israel, Rodgers' fourth career MVP, wins it after the entire immunization vaccine snafu. And hearing what he just said, what's your takeaway from last night?
Well, I guess the woke mob didn't dislike him as much he thought that they did, right? Because they voted for him for MVP. Look, I think the idea of his public perception flipping, I think, is probably going, I've said this before, is probably going to lean him toward keep it staying in Green Bay. And you heard him say, hey, they make me feel special. That's all he ever really wanted from them. So, yeah, I think he's pretty much going to stay in Green Bay.
Monica McNutt?
It didn't go unnoticed, is I think as close to a compliment as the front office of Green Bay is going to get. I think he just likes the attention. I don't see him going anywhere because at this point, if you're trying to win, I don't know that there's a better situation.
Tim Kalishaw?
Sounds like he's staying with the Packers. Looks like he's bringing back corduroy and the wide tie from the 70s. Drew Pearson and I are going to go sell some sporting goods. Let's go.
Larry Lyles Jr.
I'm with Kalishaw. I appreciate the boldness from Aaron Rodgers with the outfit. Look, I do think that obviously this MVP solidifies him and his place as one of the best quarterbacks of all time. That is an interesting change of tone from him based on what he said, giving the Packers credit. I'm still intrigued by the possibility of him going to Denver, though.
All right. The Around the Horn Super Bowl picks. Remember, the picks they make equal the mutes they take or the bonus they make. So let's take a full screen look at this. I see split panel today. Monica, you've got Cincinnati. Who you have as the MVP?
I think it's going to be Joe
Israel.
Let's go.
You've got LA, your MVP.
Cooper Kupp.
Harry Lyles, MVP.
Jamar Chase.
And Tim Kalishaw.
Did I even make the list? I mean, let's get 10 more panelists on there. I got the Rams 26-21. Cooper Kupp, your MVP.
All right. Buy or sell on the other side.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
What do you envision in terms of when you come back of the style, stylistically, that you guys will be doing?
We got versatile players, so we'll have to figure it out and figure out what works for us. But I'm just happy that we got guys that want to be a part of this. I need some size and defense and interior.
Especially
with Giannis and LeBron James such great basketball this year.
Nobody hangs the laundry out like the NBA, man. Funny, yes. Durant smiles at the end. Harden gone, Simmons in. He said he likes the trade. Monica, what are you buying? What are you selling from the trade fallout and last night's All-Star draft?
I am buying that it actually took Kevin Durant till the end of that to smile. I think he was uncomfortable a bit. Honestly, I think he's ticked off. If you look at what the Nets were doing when he was healthy compared to when he got injured, I'm sure somewhere in his mind, he's like, dude, just let me get healthy. Nonetheless, wanting guys that want to be there is a huge part of this.
Israel?
I don't love that that's probably the most dramatic moment we're going to have regarding this All-Star weekend because of the, you know, it's not East-West anymore and because Kevin Durant's not playing. But I do like the contrast there between LeBron James, whose team, you know, is struggling to even make the playoffs and is laughing, and Kevin Durant, who's just so miserable because he just said he's happy to have guys that are happy to be there. Well, not only James Harden, but Kyrie Irving's not willing to take a shot to be there. So therefore, he's only got Ben Simmons, who's really happy to be there. I really know Kevin Durant, you can tell by looking at him, wants so badly to get
back. But embracing the petty, Harry Lyles Jr., is that a good thing for the NBA?
Yeah, I'm buying it, Tony. This is why a lot of people tune into the NBA. And I also buy that the NBA has done a great job of making this something that we wouldn't normally care about anyways. And I'm also buying that Kevin Durant has a future in television because he does a very, very good job of saying everything that he wants to say without saying it kind of like you pointed out earlier.
Well, that's not what we want. We want you to say everything while saying it. What are you trying to do here, Harry?
No, Larry, no.
Tim, the NHL tried doing this a few years ago, and then I think they stopped because some players' feelings were out there a little bit. How did this come off you?
Even though nobody's worried about James Harden's feelings, you do wonder if they'd have had a camera in his house as he sees that happen. LeBron is always LeBron is always a step ahead of Kevin Durant with the clipboard. He can hide his face. Durant needs one of those clipboards because he shows too many of his true feelings.
So a day after the trade, Monica. Weigh in for me. Who are your winners? Who are your losers here?
I actually think Brooklyn won the trade because they improved to me on both sides of the basketball. It is no doubt that James Harden and Joel Embiid in that pick and roll are going to be deadly, but you still kind of got to play a little bit of defense. And I think when you look at the height of the Brooklyn Nets defensively, which was admittedly earlier this season, there was a commitment there that I think Ben Simmons adds to.
Israel?
I don't really have a track record of James Harden working that well with a teammate to create a championship-level team, so I'm going to go ahead and say that the Nets have probably gotten the better part of this because they have another teammate that wants to be there.
Yeah. Harry?
I'm buying the Nets as winners as well, but I also think it's kind of weird that I think the Sixers might be losers in this to a degree, not necessarily because you got James Harden, you're immediately a title contender, but we were talking about you guys wanting multiple first-round picks for Ben Simmons, and then you sent two and Ben Simmons to the Nets. I don't know.
Kalashaw.
I'll give the Mavs a slight edge on the Wizards. Oh, wait, sorry. On the other one, I'm going to go with Brooklyn beyond this year. They're not going to figure it out this year, but I'm with Israel. I don't even know if Harden and Embiid are great players. I don't know if Embiid wants to sit out there and pick and roll with James Harden all night.
Question
I don't think it's
there.
A great combination. All
right. Mavs and Wizards, get out of here. Fire Cell 2, Olympics last night. Sean White saying goodbye to the games. Fourth in the half pipe. The story in the competition, in the final, was Japan's Ayuma Hirano. Look at the height he gets here. But the story of the night was White. The emotion was just on his face. Through tears saying, snowboarding, I love you. And then he had a great moment with his family via video. So from one transcendent star and face of American Olympics to another, Michaela Schifrin, quote, it is failure. It's okay to say that. End quote. Ninth in the Super G. You remember her first two races, the slalom and the giant slalom. She hit gates, lasted a combined 16 seconds. So here she finished the course and afterwards said, it's the most surprising thing of my Olympic experience, how kind people have been in the face of my failure. And I'm sorry for it, but I was also trying and I'm proud of that. Harry Lyles Jr., how do you hear White? How do you hear Schifrin?
Tony, I want to buy here that, you know, Sean White, it's incredible to me. The mark of a great athlete is that you raise the bar of everybody else around you. And to me, he's been the face of the Winter Olympics since he came in. And I think that he's raised the level of everybody else that's come after him. Now, with Michaela Schifrin, I'd love to buy her attitude with this because as somebody who came in as one of the faces of these games and the way that she came out and struggled and still to have the attitude that she's having right now, during this pandemic, during the biggest stage of her career up to this point, and to have that good attitude about it, I have nothing but good things to say about that. It's incredible.
Yeah, I'm not going to harp on a two-time Olympic champion, you know, failing in this particular Olympics. She's not a failure. But Sean White, I do believe I might be the only panelist here who's even been on a snowboard. But Sean White is not even, he's gone beyond what? Just an Olympian. He is a snowboarder. Like, he is a hero to a lot of people in that sport. And so I think, you know, seeing him at the end here, not only to say that, but at age 35 years old, how difficult it is to be doing what he's doing. You know, bravo. I think the story of the night was definitely him.
Monica?
The Olympics probably more so because of the 4 years in between. How often do we get to really enjoy athletes going out on top? And you watch the Sean White video, his family's reaction was the most telling part to me. Like, he's poured so much into the game or the sport, and for it to end like that was super disappointing. But I will say for Michaela Schifrin, I don't know if we grasped how low she was after not completing the first two races. So for her, even finishing ninth, as she said, it reminds her that she can still ski and she can do this.
I guess Israel didn't see me taking on those moguls at Snow Mountain in Vermont back in 63. But beyond that, when I see what Mikayla Shiffrin did, talking about failure openly like that, we see great athletes fail, and they never want to use that word. And it kind of made me think we don't usually get these Olympics 6 months apart from each other. And the way Simone Biles handled her tough situation and the way Mikayla Shiffrin handled this, both remarkably mature and classy.
It's incredible because Shiffrin was talking about Simone Biles before this competition. She was fully aware of that. She's been very public with her struggle with anxiety, with the loss of her father suddenly recent years. She certainly has done the work on herself. Tim Kalashaw, Harry Lyles Jr., thanks for your time today. Israel Gutierrez, Monica McNutt showdown in 2 minutes.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, so the big game this weekend. Check this out from Detroit Sporting Goods Store. I say big game because that's what sporting goods have to call it. Detroit Rams shirts. You get it? Stafford? Lions have never been to a Super Bowl? Yada, yada. A centaur. Detroit Rams. Israel, fair or foul?
I mean, it's so foul. Not only is it so sad because they haven't had any success there, but now I'm just picturing some casual fan looking for a Detroit professional football t-shirt and buys this by accident and just gets laughed off the streets.
Monica, is this fair or foul?
This is so foul. And if this is acceptable by way of coaching trees, then I get to represent the Washington, McVay, LaFleurs, and Shanahan.
All right, there was a banned word in there from Monica McNutt. Both get the point. Georgia might be able to do this, right? Because Stafford played at Georgia and then moved on. Although one of the greatest parts of Matthew Stafford's career was that mic'd up with Detroit. Just awesome. Greatest mic'd up of all time. We'll move on. Duke's Wendell Moore Jr. was okay after this. Clemson's David Collins was very lucky for that. He said on Instagram he wasn't trying to hurt him, was going too fast, and had no options. But he was given a flagrant two on the floor, and now a one-game suspension. Monica? One game suspension and a flagrant two, is that enough or should there be more?
I think this is sufficient. I don't believe that Collins' intention was to cause any real damage, but I didn't necessarily like that he didn't even reach toward Moore when they both crashed to the ground. To me, that would have shown some immediate remorse.
Yeah, I actually think this was too much. If you look, he got ejected in the first half. I think the ejection itself should have been enough. You can't really judge intent, I know that, but I don't really think this player was trying to hurt a player. He seemed like he just got caught up going too fast and couldn't jump.
Israel, when you're playing on 8-foot rims, you know that's one of the most dangerous things that could happen.
8.5.
Luka 51 last night, but he had 28 in the first quarter. His pace was like 112 for the game, Israel. You willing to call this a disappointing 51?
You've got to be kidding me, right? Like, it doesn't matter what quarter he gets 28 in, it's just, it's on the way to 51. Like, any part of a 51-point game, when you look at his teammates on the floor as well, you can't call any of that disappointing. Come on.
Clearly, I guess everyone's been spoiled by Giannis's 50-piece in the finals. A 50-piece is still a thing. Like, what are we talking about? This is a great
Did you guys know the franchise record for the Dallas Mavericks scoring in a game is 53?
53.
Lower than I thought.
I heard 53. That.
Israel Gutierrez.
One more bucket.
Space time.
Thanks, Tony. Last year, I went on hard on a prop bet for the Gatorade bath. Got it totally wrong. So this year, did a little bit more research, okay? Probably the most popular color of 2022, lime green. You might remember LaMelo Ball in that lime green outfit with his lime green Lambo. Yes, I'm going with green and yellow for the Gatorade bath. You're getting plus 450 on that. Also, the first crypto ad. It's got to be FTX, right? Tom Brady. He's not going to not be in the Super Bowl and lose this bet.
Bring up crypto,
take FTX plus 190.
Orange.
Enjoy the game, everybody. We'll be here Monday.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.